إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين عباد الله اتقوا الله حق تقاته. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the obedience, the fear, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Him as He truly deserves. Indeed, the taqwa of Allah is the means of happiness in this world and in the next. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, last week we spoke of the great purpose behind the creation of the heavens and the earth. We spoke of that high and noble intent for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established this creation, and the reason for which He has given life and death, and upon which we will be asked in our graves about it, and we will be resurrected and questioned, and our deeds will be examined, and the scales will be set up, and the path will be laid over the hellfire, and the doors of Jannah and the hellfire will be opened depending upon whether or not we fulfilled and realized this great purpose. What is this purpose, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, for which Allah has created the human beings and the jinn? That is to establish the faith and the tawheed, the oneness of the worship of Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He explains that the purpose of the creation of the jinn and the mankind is for His worship, to worship Him alone. And then Allah ta'ala, He says, مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ I do not wish for them to give me food. Allah is al-ghani. Allah is the rich. He is not in need of His creation, but the creation is in need of Him. He created us so that we worship Him, not that He is in need of us to feed Him or provide for Him. But He created us for the sole purpose of worshipping, of making ibadah, of establishing the tawheed, the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Great and the Mighty. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the reality of the tawheed of Allah, as we mentioned last week, is that it causes a person who remembers Allah, who is with Allah in His remembrance, in His tawheed, in His worship, then Allah Ta'ala is with him in His protection, in His guidance, and His help. The one who helps, who remembers Allah, the one who guards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will guard him. The one who is conscious of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and remembers Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He remembers them. And this is the nature, this realization of the Tawheed of Allah. This is the nature upon which every human being is created. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ وُلِدَ عَلَى الْفِطَرَةِ فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that everything that is born, every newborn child, is born upon the fitrah, upon the natural inclination to the Tawheed, upon the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. This is the very nature that every human being has been created upon. Rather, every creature that is born, it has a fitrah, a natural, pure inclination to the Tawheed, to the oneness of Allah. Every child, every being in this universe, every one of us, every human being, whether Muslim or not, they were born upon the Tawheed of Allah, the consciousness and the faith in Allah Ta'ala. But what happens after this child grows up? The environment, the parents, they cause that child to drift away from the Tawheed of Allah, to lose the oneness of Allah, to make partners and to associate partners with Allah, walayadu billah. The parents and the environment, they corrupt that pure fitrah, that pure Tawheed of a child, and cause him to become a Christian, to become a Christian and worship Isa alayhi salam in derogation to the oneness of Allah. Or that very parents or environment causes a child to become Jewish and goes away from the pure fitrah of Allah. Or his environment, that changes him to become a fire worshiper. These are the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, as our children prepare to go to school or have begun to go and seek the basic knowledge that will cause them to be successful in this worldly life, they are in much greater need. They are in much greater need that they be taught to remain on the oneness of Allah. The children, if they are left alone on purity, they will follow the oneness of Allah. But if the environment is not conducive to worshipping Allah alone, they stray and go away from the path. It is more of an obligation upon us to guide our children to Tawheed than it is to teach them how to earn worldly money and risk. The risk, Allah Ta'ala has taken responsibility for it, for Razzaq. But it is our obligation to make sure, to ensure that our children, they learn the Tawheed of Allah. They learn about the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That they see in us the Tawheed of Allah, so that they can emulate our behavior. They see that whenever we are in hardship or in difficulty, we turn to Allah. Whenever we have a need, we only ask from Allah. Whenever we are in hardship and distress, we call out only to Allah. They should not see in our behavior what goes against the Tawheed of Allah, that we turn to the creation, that we abandon Allah and we call upon the things of His creation. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, teach your children the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and begin with yourselves by exemplifying true Tawheed. That is only fearing Allah, teaching your children to fear only Allah. And by exemplifying your hope in Allah, and telling your children to hope for Allah and from Allah. Call them to the Salah. Command your children to pray. Teach them to turn to Allah in their Salah. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, if you do this, then you are following the example of our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us how to make tarbiyah, how to bring up and raise our children. He gave us an example when he spoke to the young boy Ibn Abbas. Ibn Abbas once was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanting to give him the upbringing, to teach him the importance of Tawheed, he said to him, Ya Bunayya, O my son, O my child, Inni u'allimuka kalimat, I shall teach you some words. Ihfadillah yahfadka, guard Allah, protect Allah, and Allah will protect you. Ihfadillah tajidhu tujah, guard Allah and you will find Him with you. Wa idha sa'alta fas'alillah, if you ask, then ask from Allah. Wa idha sta'anta fasta'in billah, and if you seek help, then seek the help from Allah. Wa'alam anna al-ummata, and know that if the whole world, all of mankind, لو اجتمعوا على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بما كتبه الله لك, know that if all of the mankind they gather together to benefit you by anything, they could not benefit you except what Allah has already written for you. This is the words of Tawheed, the realization of Tawheed, that nothing can benefit or harm except by Allah's permission. Wa'adam, and know, O my son, this boy Ibn Abbas, as the Prophet teaching him the true Tawheed, anna al-ummata, that if the whole of mankind gather together, li an yadurruk, to harm you, لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِمَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ, the whole of mankind cannot harm you except by what Allah has written against you. رُفِيَتَ الْأَقْلَامِ وَجَفَّتَ الصُّحُفِ, the pens have been lifted and the pages have dried. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this was the advice, the tarbiyah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Ibn Abbas. O my son, know, I will teach you some words if you ask. Before this he says, guard Allah, Allah will guard you. Guard Allah meaning guarding Allah's commandments, being aware of Allah, being conscious and obedient to Allah wherever you are. Guard Allah and Allah will guard you. Guard Allah's rights. Guard Allah's obedience. What He commanded and He prohibited. Guard those prohibitions. Stay away from them and follow what He commanded. If you do that, Allah will guard you. Ihfadillah yahfadka, if you guard Allah's rights upon you, Allah will guard your right upon Him, which is a promise from Allah. If you guard His rights, He will guard and protect you. Ihfadillah tajidhu tujahak, Guard Allah, you will find Him with you. If we remember Allah and hold on to His oneness, the Tawheed of Allah, then in the times of distress and need, Allah will be with us. We will find His help. We will find His succor. His help is benefiting us in our tribulation. وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you ask, then ask from Allah. Do not turn to the creation. O Ibn Abbas, the Prophet ﷺ advising him, if you ask, do not ask from a human being. Do not ask from some worldly creation. Ask Allah, which all of the creation is at His service. At Allah's command, anything of His creation will turn to you and be in your service. It is Him who causes the creation to serve us. It is not the creation that brings us benefit or harm. True Tawheed is the realization that everything in the creation is at the service of Allah. He gives the benefit and harm through His creation to whom He wills. So do not ask from the means. Do not ask from the cause, the effect, but ask from the one who causes the effect. Do not ask from the asbab, but ask from the musabbib al-asbab. Ask from the one who causes the things of the world to benefit and harm. And then the Prophet ﷺ, continuing his advice, his tarbiyah for the youth, for this young man. He says, وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you need help, ask Allah for help. Ask Allah for help. If you want help, then ask the one who can truly help you. Can the creation help us if Allah does not want help for us? Can they do anything for us? And explaining this reality that the help is from Allah, the true mu'min, the true muwahid, the true person who has realized the tawheed of Allah, he realizes that indeed there is no help from anything in the creation, whether man or angel or prophet, or idol, or statue, or human being, or collection of, or bodies of people, or nations. Nothing can help or harm except Allah. It is only Allah that causes harm and benefit. فَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتْ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you need help, turn to Allah for help, and know that if all of the heavens and the earth, all of the ummah, all of the people gathered together to benefit you, they will not benefit you except but by what Allah has written for you. All of the humankind together, they all come together to benefit you, they are not going to give you anything more than what Allah has written. And if all of the ummahs, all of mankind were to gather together to harm you, then they will not harm you in the least, except by what Allah has written against you. The pens have been lifted, and the pages have dried. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the realization of Tawheed. That it is only Allah Ta'ala that can harm and benefit. And it is only Him that we should turn to for help. And it is only Him we should turn to remove the hardship. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, He says, إِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. If Allah, إِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ, if Allah, He causes some harm to befall you, فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُمْ. No one can remove, no one can take that harm, that hardship, that state of distress, that sadness, that difficulty. No one can remove it from you except Him. No. And if Allah wants good for you, if Allah wants some good for you, then no one, لا راد, no one can return that goodness that Allah He intended for you. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we see that the Salaf al-Salih, our pious predecessors, whose example we must follow and hold on to in order that we stay on the path of Tawheed, they would only ask from Allah. In a state of hardship, they would turn in desperation to Allah. One of them, he had illness, pain, hardship, tribulation. He never spoke of it to anything of creation. He never told anybody where his suffering was. But he only asked Allah. This is the realization of Tawheed. Complaining, whining, distressing to human beings. This is weakness in Tawheed. This means that our Tawheed is weak if we complain and whine to the creation. This means that our Tawheed is weak. But those of the Salaf al-Salih, they would not tell anybody where their pain or suffering was. They would only turn to Allah, and Allah would remove their distress. Allah would take away their hardship. One of them, he dropped his stick on the ground, and he wouldn't tell anybody to help him to get his stick, because he did not want to ask from other than Allah. He said, he was fulfilling the words of the Prophet ﷺ, if you ask, ask from Allah. So even in such a minute matter, to help get his stick that he dropped when he was on a horse, he did not ask anyone of the creation. He only asked Allah Ta'ala. This is the realization of true Tawheed in Allah. أَقُولُ هَذَا الْقَوْلُ وَأَسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فاستغفروه انه هو الغفور الرحيم.
استغفر الله استغفر
الله. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المجتبى الصلاة والسلام على آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the things that we should practice and teach our children is the ruqya al-shar'iyya. Ruqya means turning to Allah and reciting His words in order to heal us. We should realize that Allah's words, if the recitation of His words are combined with yaqeen, faith and trust in the heart, and complete iman in the words of Allah, then those words, they are healing for mankind. They are a shifa. When one is sick, we should teach our children to turn to Allah for shifa, for the healing, for the cure. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we should teach our children that the charms, that the things that are hung around the necks of children to protect them from evil have no power and no benefit. We should make them realize that it is only Allah that brings the good luck and the bad luck, and that these charms have no power and no strength. The tama'im, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever hangs a charm, a tamima, then may Allah not complete his affair. This is a dua against those who use those charms thinking that they will ward off harm or bring benefit. The Prophet ﷺ prayed that they would not get the benefit of those things. And he said that those who hang the charms, then they have committed shirk. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we should also remind our children and teach them to have the complete trust in Allah, to have the tawheed, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, until the day they die. We should make them realize that their success in this world, the determination of their success in this world, is how much they adhere to Allah in every aspect and affair of their life. Their success in this world, the greatest examination that they will have, is not at the end of every school year, but it is the examination in front of Allah Almighty, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We should make them realize that just as they work for success on the tests and exams in this world, they should work, they must work. It is essential for them to hold on to Allah in every affair, to trust in Him, to call on Him, to seek His help, to fear Him, to hope Him in Him alone, to make dua to Him, and not to turn and worship and to call on anything else of His creation. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله خالصا دخل الجنة. Whoever's final words are La ilaha illallah, he says them sincerely for the sake of Allah, he will enter paradise. Whoever says La ilaha illallah, may Allah make all of us the final words of them, La ilaha illallah. May Allah cause us to say La ilaha illallah the moment we meet Him, the moment we die. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, whoever says La ilaha illallah sincerely, without contradicting the meaning of La ilaha illallah, fulfilling its condition, if they say that at the moment of death, and they will only say it in death, if they live by it in life, they will be able to say it if they say it. All of their sins are forgiven and they shall enter paradise. May Allah make us of them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah make us of those who hold on to the Tawheed in this world until the day we meet Him, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimeen wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma a'izz al Islam wal muslimeen wa adhill al shirk wal mushrikeen wa dammir a'da'aka a'da'ad-deen. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في سوريا وفي لبنان وفي كل مكان وفي الشام وفي ليبيا وفي مصر وفي الهند وبورما يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يحقق التوحيد وصلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر
Please pray in a line and close your mouth. Complete the first line's verse.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا ولو كره المشركون